We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.
On this episode of the Beer Amigos, the Cortland's one-year anniversary party, interviews from the International Great Beer Expo, the Beer Amigos discuss their upcoming Winterfest event while drinking Blue Point Brewery's Sour Cherry Imperial Stout, and much, much more. Hey, this is Travis.
And this is Mike.
And we are
the Beer Amigos!
Episode 6!
Episode 6.
What did Iron Maiden say?
Six! Six, six! It's the number of the beast!
Nice.
So I think we'll,
I love Maiden.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Maiden rules. So I think we're going to have to, though, attempt for this podcast to not be cursed by Satan.
Yeah.
And his evilness.
I concur.
So it's been a while since episode 5. It's been a while since we've had Nico roll up on his motorcycle.
Dude, so many people thought that was, like, real and legitimate, which was great.
Yeah, I think the Beer Amigos have expensive sound effects, and it's great to know they're being noticed.
And the skills of Travis.
Thanks.
Clearly part of the show.
So what have we done in the past six weeks or so?
Pretty good amount of stuff. Obviously, we're apologize for keeping you guys in suspense for a little bit longer than we'd like to.
But we've been holiday shopping.
Holiday shopping. Eating turkey. Actually, I just woke up from my Thanksgiving slumber.
Nice.
An hour or two ago.
Yeah, I love that. I love, like, the middle of November to the end of December. There's also my birthday. So for me, it's a fun month and a half.
Travis just celebrated his 32nd birthday.
32. And I don't look a day over
10. No.
10. I don't look a day over 10.
I can just eat stuffing and green bean casserole, and I'm content with that.
Did you actually drink anything special with your Thanksgiving meal?
I didn't. I do a lot of driving on Thanksgiving,
Ooh.
So I try to...
How many places do you go to?
Only two this year, but usually it's like three or four, which is a little... I average three stops per holiday.
Wow. See, I actually went 30 seconds across the street to my in-laws, and I enjoyed a nice bottle of Dogfish Head and Sierra Nevada's collaboration brew, Life and Limb, the second batch from this year, so... It was awesome.
Nice, man.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I wish that I was able to partake in that. But,
yeah.
And
I had my wife drive me because that's her responsibility.
You're a designated drinker.
Exactly.
Use that.
Little guy.
Pawn it off as your own.
Exactly. So what have we done since the last episode?
We've done a lot. We're going to touch upon a few things that happened a while ago, but they're important, and we don't want them to be swept under the rug.
Yeah, and looked over. On Saturday, October 15th, Port Jefferson had their grand opening, and I had the opportunity to head down there and check out the brewery, check out the tasting room, check out their beers, and it was a great time. For me personally, the Schooner Ale, as well as their Porter, stuck out as really high quality, you know, solid beers, especially the Porter, which I think I've mentioned to you probably about 10 times in the past.
100 times. I'm like, yeah. Dude, are you obsessed with Mike and his Porter?
Exactly. And I told Mike also when I saw him at the Good Life recently that it really brought back my love of Porters, because I felt like my love of Porters kind of died down over the past year or so, but this made it skyrocket.
Yeah.
Skyrocket.
But Porter is like a great, in my opinion, like a fall. It's like a good segue beer into stouts.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And he brews his with honey. So it kind of has a little added sweetness to it, which, so if you're not really a huge Porter lover, I think you could definitely take to this beer quickly. So it was great. It was wonderful to see the amount of work that went into the brewery and to obviously finally be there on the day it opened. It was really great. And we actually met up with Mike at the International Great Beer Expo a few weeks ago. So we do have an interview with him, which we are going to play in a little bit.
So get down Port and visit Mike and the Port Jefferson Brewing Company. The off-season is really the great time. I love Port Jeff around now and you know, in the winter months. because there's no, you know, there's no visiting traffic, and you'll, you know, get to experience, you know, the town
for what it is and what it should be.
For what it is and what it should be.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Also a notable mention, on Thursday, October 20th, we were invited to the Long Island Craft Beer Oktoberfest at the Inn at New Hyde Park, featuring beers by Great South Bay Brewery, Blue Point Brewing Company, Southampton Public House, and the Greenport Harbor Brewing Company. We'd like to thank Elizabeth and everyone at the Inn at New Hyde Park for having us. We had some great German cuisine, and we look forward to what you guys have in the future.
And I look forward to using my $50 gift card that I won in the raffle at the Oktoberfest.
He did, and where was that to again?
It's to their restaurant, Brasier. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Brasier.
Brasserie.
Brasserie 214, which I believe is downstairs at the Inn at New Hyde Park. And I never win anything, so I'm pretty excited to use this gift.
Yeah, you definitely had the face of, like, what?
And everyone, as I'm walking up to receive my gift, everyone's like, who's this fool in this gigantic 12-inch sombrero?
12-inch high, vertical.
Yeah, exactly.
12-inch wide would look pretty silly.
12-inch yeah. wide sombrero.
Be like a party hat.
On to the next news.
Friday, November 11th, we were at the Cortland celebrating their one-year anniversary. On hand, they had a firkin of Strong Ryland, which is a collaboration beer between Southampton Public House and the Greenport Harbor Brewing Company.
I know it's an extra special bitter style ale brewed with 20% rye malt, pale and pilsner malts, and a host of specialty malts. And I know for me particularly, what I found really funny is how, you know, everyone's palate's different, how not everyone tastes the same notes within a beer as the next person. But for me, the description they actually put on the website was, like, just so unbelievably dead on. I think it was the most dead on description I've ever read for a beer.
Trev, are you going to read it to us?
I'm going to read it to you.
Talk dirty to us.
Here we go. Ready? They mentioned how Strong Ryland has spicy notes of rye, tinged with subtle hints of citrus, balanced by an herbal tea character. And I'm telling you, man, that was dead on. Dead on for me. It was 5.6% ABV. And again, to, you know, quote from the description on their website, it was a bold, you know, sessionable autumn beer. And I liked it.
Well, yeah, that, and we want to, you know, when someone does advertise a beer or describe it, you know, it's pretty important to be accurate in that description.
Yeah, but this,
so.
But yeah, being, like I said, you know, some people do pick up notes that other people don't pick up, but I just thought this was just...
It was verbatim your experience?
Verbatim for me, so I kind of felt like they wrote it for Travis of the Beer Amigos.
It was personalized.
So thank you, guys. Yeah. I'd like to have it on draft someday, in comparison to having it on cask.
I agree.
To see how it holds up.
I absolutely agree. I feel like I may like it more.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
We were fortunate enough to speak with Bobby from the Cortland regarding their first year anniversary and get some insight as to how things went down. So here it is. We are here with Bobby from the Cortland in Bayshore, New York. Bobby just recently, as in yesterday, celebrated his first year anniversary of his pub. Bobby, tell us about your year so far, like what's transpired in your first year.
It's been a really good year.
Highlights, if you will.
Been a lot of highlights. A lot of ups, lots of downs.
No lowlights.
Not so many downs. It was a good first year. Last night for the anniversary party, we got the only keg of Southampton and Greenport made a collaboration beer called Strong Ryland, which is pretty cool. And we got the only keg that they made. So we tapped that. We had a bunch of cool beers. Mark from Blue Point came down. Rick from Great South Bay. Andy from Starfish. It's a killer party.
Mike and Travis from the Beer Amigos, I think they were there, right?
Yeah, we were there.
Yes, the Beer Amigos were in the house last night, yes.
Our friend Nico Kremitas from Super Deep Beer Adventure was also there.
Nico was there, man. Nico was there, yes.
If we're going to acknowledge people, Bobby, let's acknowledge them.
Well, let's acknowledge everyone. What are we acknowledging? Every single person that walked through the front door. Rich Thatcher was there from Long Island Beer Mall Enthusiast. Todd Long, the legend, was there as well.
That guy Brad, who lives down the block, he was there too.
In your first year alone, you've gone from 2-tap to 4-tap. Is that
yes,
correct?
We have doubled our lines at the Cortland.
So, I mean, you've seen the growth there in that short period of time. Your bottle selection is as great as it's been since the day you opened.
Yes.
If not better.
We have just expanded our bottle line, refined it a little bit, and now we are only offering the best of the New York breweries on our bottle list.
Beautiful. Bobby, what can we expect from the Cortland in your second year and going forward?
I don't know, it's going to be tough to top year number one, being it was one of the best years ever. I don't know, look for some new beers, a lot more cooler events.
Your menu's back, right?
Yes, we have the new Tallulah's pub menu that we just launched this weekend. Killer, killer menu. We're doing a smoked Gouda mac and cheese.
That's Gouda.
It's so effing Gouda. We're doing he's doing burgers, we're doing sandwiches, so it's cool that we're offering food now at the bar. And the way we get it from Tallulah's is, I think, one of the best restaurants on the island. So to be able to team up with somebody like that who's creative and is into local stuff like we are, it's killer. It's a really good marriage.
Great. So you can visit Bobby on Main Street in Bayshore. Tell him the Amigo sent you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Obviously, Travis and I want to wish Bobby and Ben nothing but the best in their second year, and we look forward to great things from the Cortland.
And the following day, on Saturday, November 12th, Mike and I had the fortune of going to the International Great Beer Expo at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, which featured phenomenal New York breweries and breweries from other countries all over the place.
Hence the international.
Yeah. Kind of. I feel like we say this often, but as Wayne and Garth would say, it's not just a clever name. And what I want to mention first and foremost is I want to thank the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts, as well as Long Island Girls Pint Out, for sharing their table space with us. They let Mike and I set up our single Beer Amigos t-shirts, and allowed us to sell our stuff with them, which, you know, really truly meant a lot. And as I mentioned on Facebook a few weeks ago, even though we consider them friends, it was just honestly a true honor to set up, you know, by their sides.
Yeah, absolutely. We love them. We love them, and I mean, just super generous on their part.
And I want to thank my wife. My wife, Melissa, helped sell the merch. She helped hang up posters, and just helped us out.
We also want to thank Tim Saliani for his sheer strength and muscling.
Yeah, what was the wording he said? You guys continue to be nice guys, and I'll be the loudmouth fool handing out your flyers.
Something along those lines.
So thank you to Tim and Melissa, the Long Island Beer and Malt Enthusiasts, and Long Island Girls Pint Out. For showing us a good time. So we actually were fortunate enough to get some great interviews at the festival. We have interviews with Saranac, with Tommyknocker Brewery, as well as with Port Jefferson, as we had mentioned previously. And stay tuned for those.
Also, on Friday, November 25th, our friends at the Long Island Brewery released their first bottle release. That was the Black Friday Imperial Stout, hitting hard at 8.5%.
Bow, bow.
Coming in at 750 milliliters, corked and caged.
Bow, bow.
That is available pretty much anywhere locally.
Definitely.
And Travis and I had that at the Republic when we were out celebrating Travis's 32nd birthday.
Bow, bow.
Yeah, and it was great to have, you know, a bottle-only release brew on tap. I think, four places, they said?
Yeah.
Happened on Long Island?
It was available at the Republic, Horse and Sylvia's, Tap and Barrel, and at the Cortland.
Yeah, so it was really great. I don't even know if it's still around anymore.
Yeah, if the bottles are available, so if you haven't been able to get to one of these places and have it, you can, you know, buy it in bottle.
Definitely, and I believe Dave from Bellport Cold Beer and Soda said he has got a few cases of those. So definitely drive out to Bellport Cold Beer and Soda and pick yourself up some Black Friday Imperial Stout.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a break for a moment, and we will be back in a bit.
Hey, this is Sarah from Tap and Barrel in Smithtown, and you're listening to the Beer Amigos.
And thankfully, we are back!
Back!
It'd be pretty scary if we never came back, and if something, you know, seriously happened, that would... Oh god, I think it's the 666 thing taking over episode 6. It's getting all dark and scary
this
in here.
This episode gets released, and it's just stagnant there, and it's dead air, and everyone's like, wait, what happened?
Oh man, it's cursed. But right now we're going to play you all the live footage we have from the International Great Beer Expo at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale on Saturday, November 12th. Enjoy.
We are here with Dan Burns and Steve Indrenhus of the Tommyknocker Brewery from Colorado. These gentlemen are here for the International Craft Beer Festival on this lovely November day. Guys, Dan, I know this is your second time in Long Island, but you're a Jersey guy. You know, Jersey, but yeah, all right, yeah. We'll let him slide. He likes the Giants, so I'm okay with him. Tell us how your visit's going so far, if you don't mind.
Once again, everything's great. Everyone's loving the beer, loving Tommyknockers. A lot of other great beers here in-house, so it's a great event, you know, for a great purpose. Beer for brains, so we're happy to be here. Drag Steve along. The culture, trying to get him a good slice of pizza, so, and drink some good beer. So,
me being a hillbilly from the mountains, I'm pretty surprised at how nice everybody is. Yeah. You know, like I say, the only dickhead I've seen is Dan Burns.
No, he can. He can.
We'll beep it out.
He preemptively was like, oh, "I'm going to New York. There's going to be so many jerks there." But
the only one here is one I brought.
You brought him with you.
Travel size Dan Burns.
The love.
So, tell us what you guys are actually pouring today. What you brought with us from the lovely state of Colorado.
We're brewing our next seasonal. Hopefully, the brewery will make enough of it. The Cocoa Porter. We also have our Maple Nut Brown, our Imperial Nut Brown, our Hop Strike, which is a Black Rye IPA, as well as our Butthead Bock. So we have five beers to choose from today.
Nice. I had the Cocoa Porter, which I had prefaced your arrival. I was like, I'm really looking forward to trying that. So I ran over there and had it as soon as I was able to. That's in stores now locally. Is that correct?
Claire Rose, yes, their distributor will be available next week.
Awesome. So definitely pick that up. We spoke with Steve earlier, and we touched upon the fact that Tommyknocker just overhauled their facility. I actually read that your roof was raised to facilitate your new system that you upgraded to.
Yeah, we added 4 85-barrel fermenters, which increased our capacity by 50%. We also added a production area, moved the body line next door into the building we bought next door, and then to get those 85-barrel fermenters in the building, we popped the top on the roof, dropped them in, and built a roof over the top of them. And then we also added, quadrupled the size of our kitchen, added about 100 seats to the restaurant. Eventually, we're going to have 2 vacation rentals, apartments upstairs equaling 2,600 square feet.
Awesome. And how has the reception been locally? I mean, you guys have been brewing since 94, you said? How have the locals really received what you've done?
Well, you know, we're a key player in society, in our local society there, as far as jobs and influence on different things that are going on. But mostly, you know, we're not so much a local establishment anymore. We cater to the interstate and the people driving by, and that's the fact of the matter. We've gotten kind of outgrown that local schmuckle thing that we used to have 10 years ago.
Great. I mean, I'm sure, like, obviously, I'm sure you're still staple of the community, and you do have those patrons. So, but that's awesome, the growth. I mean, that's what every brewery here on Long Island is striving for. We have the Blue Point Brewery, which is kind of like, in a sense, the top dog, like, on Long Island. And it's very communal, and everyone's really, you know, looking at them as a model to strive their own business after. Was there anyone in Colorado? Like, I mean, you guys were kind of in the craft beer scene early, 1994. But was there anyone that you, like, saw locally that you almost aspired to be like?
Well, in Colorado, there's lots of good breweries. I mean, there's 118 breweries in Colorado right now. Yeah, it's incredible. And we have some really stand-up breweries. Like, you know, if you want to go on the fact of being a good steward for the environment, you got New Belgium, Super Craft Beers, like Odell's. They do a really good job of representing the beer industry with quality beers. And you have Oscar Blues, which is leading the way with marketing and cans. So it goes on and on. It depends. Every little niche has its brewery that's filled the gap for being representative of that kind of thing, you know.
Great. I know that Tommyknocker offers a 6-pack seasonal variety. Well, not so much seasonal, but just like your flagship beers. And you have, like, I remember seeing it with Tundraberry in it at that point in time. Tundraberry is not a year-round beer for you, right? So is that something you're going to be offering with a winter beer in it, for instance?
Well, we have a sampler pack, 12-pack. It's going to be a 12-pack only, motherload package, 2 of 6 different kinds of beers. And one of the varieties in there is called the brewer's pick. So we can put in whatever we want, which is nice. So we can put in the Cocoa Porter in the wintertime, or put in our Pilsner, Butted Bock, or Imperial Nut, whatever is appropriate for the time. Gives us some flexibility in production, and also gives us some promotional abilities.
That's awesome. So you definitely pick that up locally, give them a shot. I've enjoyed everything I've tasted that they brew, and you can find more about the Tommyknocker Brewery at Tommyknocker.com. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are here with Mike Philbrick of the Port Jeff Brewing Company. How'd your day go?
No, you can't ask how my day goes. You're the beer amigos, dude. How did my day go?
No, festival.
All right. Whatever. Beep, 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 beep. Go ahead.
We're here with Mike Philbrick of the Port Jeff Brewing Company, recently opened and pouring in Port Jeff. What did you pour today, and what did you kick?
Well, today we had, four and a half beers pouring here at the festival floor. We had our oatmeal stout, we had our porter, we had our schooner ale, and then we had our cold north wind in our cask. And we also had our schooner ale in a cask, which was dry hopped with citra hop, which is absolutely phenomenal. So I think the best response was probably our oatmeal stout, and then maybe a close second was our schooner with the citra hop. So,
and that, was that what you were expecting in a sense, or that surprised you? I mean, I know, like, Travis is a big fan of your porter, and he kind of raves about it, but were you expecting the those two beers in particular to be the most sought after today?
Well, it's kind of odd because, you know, up to this point, we've had a lot of success with our porter, and we've had a lot of success with our schooner. So, typically speaking, our porter is kind of the well-sought-out beer for the beer geek. And we just released our Can 11 Oatmeal Stout yesterday on 11-11-11, thank goodness. But the nice part was that I think the oatmeal stout got a lot more reception than the porter. It's kind of like the porter's bigger brother, and I think that had a lot to do with it. But at the same time, you know, the schooner did well, especially with the citra hop. You can't get the citra hop anywhere, and have, adding that extra aromatic or that extra floriness to the schooner, it did all right. So both, if you say I was surprised, I would definitely say I was surprised that the oatmeal stout did as well as it did.
Awesome. So, I mean, this is like the second big festival that you've done. I know you did the Martha Clara this past summer. This is very different. It's indoors, different crowd, but still, it's great to hear that you got an awesome response. We hope to come visit you in the near future, and I know Trav was there for your grand opening, but perhaps we can definitely come visit you and get a tour of the facility. Where can our listeners find you? What's your address?
We're at 22B Mill Creek Road in Port Jefferson, New York. Basically, if you go to the ferry in Port Jefferson, you look across the street, that's where we are. If you get lost, ask anyone, and they'll point you towards the brewery.
Awesome. And what are your tasting room hours?
Our tasting room hours are as follows. Monday and Tuesday, we're open from 2 to 6. Wednesday through Friday, we're open from 2 to 8. On Saturday, we open at the late hour of noon, and then we're open till 8. And then on Sundays, we're open from noon to 6.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Mike. For more on Port Jeff Brewing, visit portjeffbrewing.com.
Thank you very much. And you know what? I fucking love the Beer Amigos!
We're here with Scott Flug from the Saranac Brewing Company. We were just discussing what they had coming up. Would you be kind enough to share that with us?
Absolutely. We are changing the whole lineup going forward. You guys, obviously we discussed it before, but going forward, spring we're doing a white IPA, which is obviously becoming the new hot style. Summer we're going to remove ourselves and go back to summer and call it a nice blueberry blonde ale. And we have a couple of one-offs coming out, which should be exciting, a blood orange and cocoa for Valentine's Day. And then we are doing a Brettanomyces beer with Gewurztraminer skin, which should be out sometime in the summer.
Great. It all sounds good. And what are you pouring today for everyone at the festival?
Today we are pouring our pale, which is our English-style flagship. And then we are pouring Big Moose, which is an American-style pale ale. It's triple dry hop, so much more hearty for the winter. And the Lake Placid Ubu Brands, which is an English strong ale that hovers right around 7.5%.
Great. Those winter beers are in store now. Pick them up while they're available. And we look forward to seeing Saranac's new stuff on the shelves in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Paul DeLubakensky of the Blind Bat Brewery, and we are listening to The Beer Amigos.
And once again, thankfully, we are back! And, Mike, what time is it right now?
Trav, it's 10 minutes to midnight!
Okay, so it's 10 minutes to midnight. What should we do?
We should run to the hills! Run, fireflies!
Maybe we'll just drink a beer instead.
Yeah, maybe we'll rate a beer.
So what are we drinking right now, Mike?
We are having the Sour Cherry Imperial Stout by the Blue Point Brewing Company.
As Mike has stated, in his backyard of Patchogue.
In my backyard of Patchogue. This beer is a 9% ABV. Trav, you want to tell us a little bit about this beer?
Yeah, it's a Russian Imperial Stout. It's, as I mentioned, an extremely complex version of the classic Russian beer style with plenty of roasted black and chocolate malts that deliver multi-layered coffee and cherry notes in a surprisingly smooth package. The beer is then matured with just a kiss of real sour red cherries. And its availability is in mid-November.
Yeah, Trav, you're a rebel. There's coffee in this? And
no.
We learned on like an episode or two ago.
No, it delivers multi-layered coffee flavors.
Okay.
Well, notes. They say notes. Multi-layered coffee notes.
This is one of my favorite Blue Point beers, actually.
Oh, hands down, without a doubt. I had it for the first time maybe 2 years ago or so in the tasting room. And it was one of the beers that stood out, you know, without a doubt. I remember leaving there. It was the first time I think I was actually at the tasting room. Obviously, I've been drinking Blue Point for years, but I remember precisely leaving there, remembering the Sour Cherry Imperial Stout, the Oatmeal Stout, and the Old Howlin' Bastard, which is their take on barley wine.
The first place I had this beer was actually at BBQ in Patchogue, which is a place we love to visit.
In your backyard of Patchogue.
Also in my backyard. My backyard is quite large.
Yeah.
But I had it there, and I really enjoyed it. And I know that it's super hard to come by. As far as I know right now, it's only available in the tasting room and at the tap room.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
A tap room in Patchogue?
Yeah, on Main Street.
Okay. In your backyard of Patchogue.
Also in my backyard. But yeah, that's really the only place you can get it, and it's limited run. It's probably approaching the tail end of it being available, so
right.
I do recommend trying it.
Definitely, and yeah, I think if you are a fan of Blue Point, but you're also a fan of a more exciting beer, I think this is that perfect combination. I think Blue Point really gets down, you know, the sessionable craft beer recipes. And then when they kind of venture out and do stuff as exciting as a Sour Cherry Imperial Stout, they really they get it down pretty darn good as well.
Yeah, in my opinion, you kind of get on the nose, you kind of get a lot of the chocolate, and then I feel definitely. Like you get that ting of cherry finishing at the end.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's definitely not overpowering. It you know, calling it Sour Cherry Imperial Stout, I remember the first time expecting to taste just a sour cherry,
like pucker your face.
Stout. Yeah,
like...
exactly. But it's just like this little, the little hint of it. It's kind of, you know what it is? It's kind of like you're drinking a Russian Imperial Stout and you have this little surprise, you know, this little sour cherry surprise. And it's nice. You know,
surprise!
And it's perfect for today because it's about 35 degrees outside. So it's making me feel all nice and warm.
Yeah, this is good for those people that like to eat those cherry cordials around around Christmas time.
Exactly.
Those people that fiend them and kill like a box in one sitting. Yeah. You're out there. We know you are.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, it looks like a Russian Imperial Stout.
Coats the glass really well.
Yeah, very low carbonation, which I like in my winter beers.
It's like the perfect storm of what we were talking about before, where we, you know, sometimes the cask, like, we don't necessarily love it, and we prefer it carbonated.
Right.
Where, like, this is kind of like a happy medium.
Happy medium, definitely. Yeah, I like, you know, I like those IPAs with the over carbonation and the bite. And this is just kind of a subtle carbonation with, I just think, you know, it fits well for this style of beer. So I think it's time for...
Beer review!
Beer review!
Beer review!
Beer review!
Again, we know we haven't done this in a little while, so just to refresh you, we do a rating scale of 1 to 5. 5 Pistol Pete's being the best, 1 being not favorable. So, Travis and I are going to give the Sour Cherry Imperial Stout by the Blue Point Brewing Company 4 Pistol Pete's.
And we'll be back in a bit.
This is Lori from Long Island Girls Pine Out, and you're listening to the Beer Amigos.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Trav?
I think we misquoted Iron Maiden earlier.
That's tragic.
It's quite tragic. The correct lyrics to the song are 2 minutes to midnight. That sounded like perfect two-way harmony, actually. Killer.
Nice.
So there's a lot of great beer events coming up on Long Island. But first, there is a very important event we must mention.
A prestigious event.
Prestigious. We are hosting, organizing, and putting together the first ever Beer Amigos Winterfest, which will be Friday, December 23rd at the Cortland and Bayshore. It's going to be starting at 7 p.m. And it's going to be the best holiday party.
The best!
To hit Long Island in 73 years. Easily. Spider Bite Brewing Company is going to be brewing a one-off beer. Great South Bay Brewery is going to be brewing a one-off beer. We're going to have Christmas lights. We're going to have a smoke machine. We're going to have holiday music. You could wear your ugly Christmas sweater and just come for a good time.
That's a Cosby sweater. A Cosby sweater.
How'd they get all the pudding in the pudding pops? So yes, the Beer Amigos Winterfest. It's going to be off the hizzy. So what other great events we got coming up, Mike?
On Thursday, December 8th, there is the Xmas Fest. I'm saying Xmas because that's how it's written. Nice. It may be Christmas for all I know, but Xmas Fest at TJ Finley's in Bayshore, New York, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. On Saturday, December 10th, Travis and I will be at the Valley Forge Beer Festival at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, presented by our friends at Starfish Junction Productions. Session 1 is from 12:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Doors at 12. That is $40 in advance, $60 at the door. Session 2 is from 5:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. Doors at 5 o'clock. Same deal, $40 in advance, $60 at the door. For tickets, visit valleyforgebeerfest.com. On Saturday, December 10th, we have the Great South Bay Sleigh Ride Bus Trip / Pub Crawl, stopping at TJ Finley's, Maxwell's, Post Office Cafe, and Effin' Groovin'. That starts at 7 o'clock p.m. and is $50. For tickets, visit longislandpubcrawls.com. On Wednesday, December 14th, we have the Cigar City Beer Dinner at Horace and Sylvia's Public House in Babylon, New York, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. That is $45.95, and reservations are required. Oh, look at that. Look at that, Trev.
What?
Friday, December 23rd.
Oh, yeah?
The Beer Amigos Winterfest at the Cortland in Bayshore, New York, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Be there or we'll kill you. On Saturday...
Wait, we just got really dark again this episode. Dude, we're going to kill you?
We have to regulate.
All right, keep going.
But, no, seriously, we hope to see you guys there, yes. So let's make that happen. On Saturday, December 31st, the New Year's Eve Beer Dinner at the Good Life in Massapequa Park, New York, starting at 8 o'clock p.m., that is $100, and reservations are required. That includes a 6-course dinner followed by an open bar. I'm sure Pete and the Good Life staff have something great in store. I know that Travis and his wife went last year. Trev, maybe you'll share a little about that right now? Or
yeah, it was great. Honestly, I don't remember how many courses it was. I think it was six as well. It was phenomenal. I've always been a fan of the Good Life. I've always been a fan of the food. Always been an incredible fan of the beer. This was definitely the more high-end menu type food that they offer. Just paired with 6 phenomenal beers. Honestly, if you ask me which ones they were, I don't remember. I remember Ballast Point Sculpin was there, which was great. It was just awesome. It was a great time. It was well worth the money. Wonderful environment, and I highly recommend going to it if you want good food and good beer on New Year's Eve.
Well, we know how Pete rolls. He's seen a million faces, and he's rocked them all.
He's a cow. Is he a cowboy? Nah, I don't think he's a cowboy.
And one additional event on Saturday, December 31st, the New Year's Eve party at TJ Finley's in Bayshore, New York, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. That is $50 in advance and $60 at the door. Support local beer and these establishments.
As you guys have noticed, we've drank 2 Blue Point beers live on the air for the past 2 episodes. If anybody is interested in sending us beer or giving us beer to sample on the episode, feel free to just drop us a line on Facebook, or you can email us at thebeeramigos@gmail.com. We're always, looking for the opportunity to try new stuff and to rate new stuff and share our love for craft beer with the masses. And as Mike mentioned earlier in regards to the International Great Beer Expo, we have t-shirts available for sale.
We do.
They're beautiful. They're black t-shirts on the front. They say, "Listen to the Beer Amigos."
You may have seen these 2 sexy guys wearing them.
They look so good on us. If you would like your very own The Beer Amigos t-shirt, message us on Facebook or email us at thebeeramigos@gmail.com.
Trev, speaking of the International Great Beer Expo.
Yes, Mike?
For those of you that are following along, as you should be, we've been posting videos to YouTube, and most recently, we posted a video from the seminar at that expo.
That Mike moderated.
And I moderated that, and Travis recorded it. So please do us a favor and check that out.
Yeah, go to youtube.com/thebeeramigos for, a bunch of nice videos. And also, we just started using Twitter. So feel free to find us on Twitter. Communicate with us on Twitter.
Follow us at
thebeeramigos.
That's such a funny thing, like Twitter, when you're like
at the Beer Amigos. It'd be great if our handle, is it called a handle?
I guess.
If our handle was at, if our handle was at, so we're like, follow us at,
at. Dude, I just love that CB talk you just said. You're like, what's our handle? So again, we'd like to thank everyone for checking out this episode. We look forward to episode 7 and things to come in the end of this year and the beginning of next year.
Heck yeah.
Until then,
adios, amigos.
Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why.